Joe Courtney is a Democrat, Connecticut's 2nd District, a good friend of the station, in office since 2007. And Joe, I guess the first question I want to ask you about is net neutrality. You know, could you give us your thoughts on this?
So, obviously the internet, the development of the internet has transformed our society and the whole way of life in ways that, none of us could have even wildly imagined, even 10 years ago or 15 years ago. But there's been a battle in Washington and in other parts of the world in terms of, whether or not the internet service providers, the big tech companies or communication companies can exert greater financial control over how people use the internet. And in the last administration under President Obama, the FCC issued a net neutrality rules, which the chairman of the FCC at the time, Tom Wheeler, spent, years really trying to come up with a balanced way to allow these companies to continue to invest in the technology, to make improvements, to increase speed, do all the things that are normal in terms of, a technology like this without, again, creating barriers, financial barriers for users. In particular, this has a real impact on startups and small businesses. Again, one of the things the internet has done has really allowed an incredibly cheap way for, self-employed individuals to, get a head start in terms of new ideas and new products and new services. And again, if you really created financial barriers by allowing the communication companies to charge more for faster service or, access of any kind, I mean, then you really are actually squelching a lot of companies and small businesses that, otherwise would really, have an opportunity to expand their business. So anyway, I think Wheeler did a fantastic job of balancing that. And if you look at the experience since those new rules went into effect, which I believe was in 2014, it was showing that there was still healthy investment that was going on by the communication companies into this technology. The lobbyists and groups that were trying to, create two-tiered systems in the internet, who were predicting that, we were going to see this real deterioration of service if we didn't allow companies to charge more for premium access to the internet, didn't happen under the net neutrality rules that the FCC issued under the Obama administration. Obviously, an election occurred, a whole new cast of characters at the FCC. And again, they completely repealed the net neutrality rules. And again, really have opened up the, I think, very alarming, future of the internet, which, again, you're going to have to pay to play in terms of, getting, the quality service that we're all used to in terms of the system that exists out there today. So, the Congress has an opportunity to overturn the FCC's decision. The Congressional Review Act is a law that allows regulations and administrative rules to be overturned. As you may recall, the Trump administration used the Congressional Review Act about a dozen times to overrule Obama regulations in the first year that they took office. It only requires a majority vote. None of the 60 vote thresholds are required for CRAs, as they're called. And there's Congressman Mike Doyle from Pittsburgh, who's a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, is going to be introducing a CRA measure in the House. And I know in the Senate, I think it's Senator Markey is pushing the same measure. This is something that cuts across party lines, regional lines. This affects every single person in terms of the way they're accustomed to, using their phone, using their iPad, using their desktop. And it really is, in my opinion, just a classic case of special interests, really kind of hijacking a technology that, by the way, the taxpayer put the initial investments in, you know, if you look at it historically, and that no, private owner should really be able to control.
I wanted to ask you, if I can, Joe, and it may be not on this exactly the same subject, but Trump becomes the president. Trump is accused of having to do with the Russians. The Russians are now being, we are being told by who? The big Democrats? No, by his own people, his own security people, that the Russians are using bots and other things to create chaos in the United States. What do you make of that?
Well, again, the Mueller indictment is quite extraordinary because it's... a grand jury indictment that, you can't get away with, sloppy accusations or facts. I mean, and if anyone who's listening hasn't had a chance to read the 37-page indictment, I would encourage you to do it because it is very precise and very fact-based in terms of just, what transpired in 2016. And it was a very well-organized, well-financed, serious as a heart attack operation that, was designed to, stir up more division and misinformation out there in the American public, because I think, that really is Putin's goal, which is to really, damage, sort of baseline institutions, in the West, and obviously this hasn't just happened in the U.S. It's happened in Europe as well. And there's no question that if you read the indictment, I think it's page 17, they spell out the fact that the target in terms of the campaign that they wanted to undermine the most was Secretary Clinton, and they again were feeding narratives out there using trolls, which are, living human beings to work in these troll factories, to just use Facebook and Twitter and other social media as a way of just, infecting the public discourse in the U.S. And then obviously the bots, which is kind of like the way they just, kind of push the turbocharge button to just spread, this misinformation as wide as possible. And there's no question that there was real impact that it was made, in terms of just tracking, which you can do in terms of the volume of users on the internet who opened up, these really misleading, malevolent messages that were put out there with a real, I think, hostile, aggressive motive.
Which let me stop you there. I only got a minute left, but what's the answer? What's the fix so that this doesn't happen again? Indictment is one idea, but
it is absolutely. But there's no question that this is a flashing red light that the Congress, the President, there should be, in my opinion, like a 9/11 commission that's put together to talk about ways to protect our democracy. I mean, I think it's that serious. And the fact that this administration, and particularly the president, is just totally focused on himself in terms of, what the indictment meant to him personally, really misses the point here in terms of just, the threat to our country.
It's always great to have Joe Courtney with us. He is a Democrat of Connecticut's beautiful seaside 2nd District, in office since 2007. And a great friend. And thank you for being with us, Joe. I appreciate it very much.
It was a pleasure.
When we come back the next time, I'm going to talk to you about, other stuff.